The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
One of the first reflections you can do in a way to just begin to loosen some of the screws in the heart. Because just living our life, we've encountered a lot of pain in our relationships to the world, in our relationships to ourselves, relationship to all the individuals. And so our heart has become defended in different ways. So it can be quite useful to take a couple minutes and to do a forgiveness reflection. Basically, understanding more deeply that it isn't easy being a human being. For example, it isn't easy having a mind that's been conditioned by culture to be afraid, a mind that's conditioned to evaluate people based on cultural prejudices, and that get reinforced. A mind that is conditioned to think, if only, then I'll be happy, so that we feel justified in manipulating others in order to get what we think we need to be happy. In other words, it's really easy to make mistakes in life. It's easy to cause harm. So we bring to mind somebody, could be from long ago, could be from earlier today. But we bring to mind somebody that we've harmed. Whether we did it on purpose, or maybe it was unintentional, but just see who comes to mind. And if you can, visualize the person or the situation. And in particular, we want to have a felt sense of having caused this harm, having hurt somebody. And then we're going to practice silently in our mind, asking for forgiveness. So for example, you might repeat a couple times, it isn't easy being a human being. And because of fear, because of greed, it is easy for me at times to act in ways that cause harm. So I'm asking for your forgiveness for any harm that I've caused you in the past. Please forgive me. So like that, but in your own words, your own way, take your time, really walk yourself through it as if you were actually talking with this person, and then do it two or three times. Try to connect to the meaning of the words. And then we have a little bit more time. So if you want to bring another situation where you've harmed somebody to mind, take a few seconds, visualize, feel it in your heart, whatever's left over. And then again, a couple times at least, practice asking for forgiveness. And let that asking for forgiveness arise from the heart that understands that it isn't easy being a human being. And then we move on. And again, just see what comes to mind, but we're now thinking about a time when we've been harmed. Maybe not the most extreme time in our life when we felt pain, but a time when somebody's hurt us. And as we bring it to mind and remember the person, remember the situation, we're also remembering that it isn't easy for that person to be a human being either. That they're also, like us, swept away by their cultural conditioning and other forces that reinforce fear and greed and other not so wholesome tendencies. And then acting out of those unwholesome tendencies, it happens that they harm others in the way that they've harmed us. And because we no longer want to hold on to resentment, hold on to our anger or disappointment or whatever, as best I can, I forgive you for any harm that you've caused me. As best I can, I forgive you. So again, in your own words, in your own way, a couple times, and then bring another situation to mind. And then finally, we forgive ourselves because we haven't, as much as we've tried, we haven't really been able to take care of ourselves. We've made mistakes. We've acted in ways and thought in ways, spoken in ways that have caused ourselves harm and caused others harm. So we're appreciating that we're an imperfect human being, and that's just how it is. But as best I can, I forgive myself for being an imperfect human being, for having a mind that has been conditioned in all these different ways, conditioned to be afraid, conditioned to be greedy, conditioned to hit back, to get angry. So as best I can, I forgive myself for any unskillful actions and all the ripple effects, ways that it's hurt myself, I've hurt myself and I've hurt others. As best I can, I forgive myself. So again, on your own, in your own way, just practice offering yourself forgiveness a few times. Be creative, see what resonates. And then we move from the forgiveness practice, and we just notice very real and obvious experience of the body sitting. One of the easiest ways, it's not the only way, but one of the easiest ways to remember and strengthen this quality of love or basic goodness of the heart is to take a look at the mind's relationship with the body. In a way, this relationship of the mind and the body is the foundational relationship. So many of our other relationships in our lives is just some kind of reflection of how the mind relates to the body. If we tend to be distant or disconnected with the body, you might notice that pattern in other places of your life. If you tend to be controlling, trying to extract happiness from your body, you might tend to be controlling and trying to get something from your relationships with other people. If you're always irritated with your body, you might be irritated with other beings that you share this life with. So we begin in a really simple way. As you breathe in, just have a sense of the different sensations in the face and head. Breathing in, feeling the head and the face just as they are. Breathing out, letting all these different sensations be. So this is a normal rhythm of breathing. You don't need to make it deeper, longer, or anything. Just a normal breathing in, but remembering to feel the face and the whole head. And while breathing out, just sensitive to the whole head, the face, the jaw and mouth, the eyes. And see this breathing and this feeling of the sensations of the head and face, see it as an act of kindness, a willingness to be close to how it feels in the head and face, even really neutral sensations like the weight of the hair at the top of the head, if you have hair, or the air against the skin, wherever the air touches the skin of the face or the head. Places of pressure. In particular, noticing the sensations around the eyes and in and around the mouth, the jaw. I care about all of these different sensations in the head and face. I care enough to be close, to be interested. I care enough to put down habits of wanting to control or feeling like I have to control these sensations or make them different than they are. Because I care, I'm just going to let the sensations in the head and face be the way they are. Breathing in, feeling, being intimate. Exhaling, allowing all these sensations to be the way they are. So as simple as it is, see if you can actually recognize the wholesomeness of the way the mind is relating to the sensations in the face and head for a few more breaths. Can we detect a very basic kind of kindness, compassion, appreciation, equanimity? And then we do the same now with the throat and the whole neck and the upper shoulders, tops of the shoulders, collarbones. So again, just begin, as we did before, by breathing in and out in a natural, easy way. But as you breathe in, practice receiving the different sensations in the throat and in the neck, at the top of the shoulders, collarbones. And as you breathe out, see if you can, out of kindness, just allow these different sensations to be the way they are, to leave things be. It's really simple, but it's not necessarily the habit of the mind. But we're learning how to show up in a really good way, in a way that we could call kind or caring, balanced, appreciative. So even if the sensations at the top of the shoulders, for example, are tight or unpleasant, isn't it possible to show up in a really balanced and compassionate way? Not trying to fix or get rid of, but just willing to be close. Breathing in, feeling the throat, the neck, the shoulders. Breathing out, allowing these sensations to be the way they are now. And we can do it now with both arms, both hands. Again, very simple breathing in, practice being close because we care about the arms and hands, care enough to pay attention in this balanced and kind way. And then with the exhalation, letting go of whatever's extra, any need to judge or need to fix or need to get away from unpleasant sensations. We just let go, allowing the arms and hands to be the way they are now. So let's do that for a few breaths. So it's as simple as the mind relating in a kindly way to the sensations of the arms and hands. Or in other words, the mind is willing to receive, willing to be intimate with the sensations in the arms and hands. But let's do now the upper half of the torso. Breathing in, willing to be intimate with the chest, upper back, shoulder blades, sides of the ribs, any sensations inside of the body. With each exhalation, allowing, trusting that the sensations know what they're doing, they'll come and go as they're meant to, in a sense. And you can let the breathing get as calm, as quiet as it wants to get. Don't purposefully breathe deeper or longer. Just trust the body to breathe. But with each in-breath, we remember to connect out of kindness. With each out-breath, we explore the possibility of a deeper trust. Or even, you could say, a deeper resting in the experience of the sensations. here in the upper half of the torso. And now the lower half. So from the solar plexus down to the floor of the pelvis. And just take your time, letting all the different sensations here arise and, in a sense, present themselves or reveal themselves in the space of this open, kind presence. Breathing in, feeling the belly just as it is, the lower back. Exhaling, letting everything be. And from the lower half, the torso, we begin to open to both legs, both feet. So again, we're simply purifying or transforming how the mind relates to something as simple as bodily sensations. Breathing in, feeling both of the legs, both of the feet, just as they are. Exhaling, willing to let the sensations be. Breathing in kindness and interest, a willingness to be close. Exhaling this great willingness to allow the sensations to be. Really learning the difference between being present in this kind and clear way and being controlling or averse, greedy. Is it possible to be actually interested in the sensations in the leg, the legs, and then opening to include the whole body? Is it possible to be interested in the sensations of the whole body? Because they're here, because the sensations that are arising now from the body, this is part of our life. So we, in a sense, we say, yes, I care enough about this life to be willing to be close, to receive how it feels in the body now as I breathe in. Exhaling, learning how to relax more fully into the experience of the body, to trust it, be undefended. So we're working with the whole body now for a few seconds, breathing in, being intimate, exhaling, letting the body be the way that it is. Now the hard thing about the practice is keeping the body, the experience of the body in terms of sensation, keeping it in mind and relating to it from this place of kindness, this basic goodness of the heart. So instead of falling into a habit of being superficial or being distracted or being controlling, impatient with the sensations. Instead of that, cultivate this simple rhythm of breathing in with a kind interest, willingness to be close. Exhaling, relaxing more fully into the experience of the body, willing to be even more intimate, unafraid, not needing anything to spice it up or dress it up, willing to take the sensations of the body as they are. And you can use phrases if you find them helpful. Can be simple, like repeating from time to time the phrase, "I care about this body." Or it could be something like, "May the body be at ease. May the body be peaceful. May the body be happy." These phrases are just supports for remembering that the heart is good, it's capable of being good, being kind, and relating to the body and to everything, really, with this kindness. And now that we've taken some time and cultivated, strengthened this wholesome way of relating to the body sensations, now we can, in a sense, turn to the emotional center, the psychic center here at the heart. So you're sitting and we're breathing, and now we're also feeling the heart center, breathing in, simply feeling how it is at the heart. Breathing out, trusting, letting those sensations of the heart be And in particular, the energetic qualities, emotional qualities of the heart. For example, maybe there's a subtle anxiety, or maybe there's a really beautiful glow or warmth. Maybe it feels, the heart feels defended, hard, even twisted steel. Maybe it feels numb or closed down. Maybe it feels radiant, like a warm, loving light shining out in all directions. But however it is, breathing in, feeling the heart just as it is. Breathing out, trusting and relaxing and letting the heart be the way it is. And again, you might find it useful from time to time to use a few simple phrases. For example, I care about this tender heart. I care about this heart that's sensitive to the world that comes and goes, sensitive to everything that arises, everything that touches the heart, makes an imprint. I care about this sensitivity, this exposure. I care about this heart. I care enough to be close with each in-breath, and I care enough to relax and accept, to allow with each out-breath. So when those words or language is useful to keep the theme in mind, then experiment and use a phrase or a word to help keep this theme of opening to the heart, the sensitive heart, with kindness. I care about this heart, the heart that feels things deeply. I care about this sensitivity. I care enough about the heart to keep it in view, to be close, and to be unafraid of whatever is felt here. To open and to let things be. And as you feel like you've developed some momentum, some confidence in the goodness of the heart that's able to relate to the body in a beautiful, kind way, and the heart that's able to relate to its own sensitivity in a kind, generous way, then we begin to notice that goodness directly as a kind of light that just naturally wants to shine out. You could call this the goodness of the heart or anything you'd like to call it. But Just feel this natural expansive quality of the heart, this good heart, that kind of generosity of the heart that expands. And it's pretty easy to sense the other people in this room. Just naturally, in the same way that I care about this body and in the same way I care about this sensitive heart, I realize there are other bodies here, other sensitive hearts real close by. May everybody in this room, may your heart and body be safe and happy. May you be at ease in your lives. Of course, you don't need these words. You can just feel that expansive, radiant, generous quality of the heart as you breathe in and out, continuing to feel the heart center, as if you're filling the room with this goodness of your heart, everybody being touched, nobody left out, even the spiders in the corner of the room. Every living being, may you be at ease. May you be safe. May you realize real joy and ease in your life. And just continue out, further, further out, your loved ones, all the plants, until there is no place anywhere, no place in the universe not touched, not included. May all things and all beings be at ease. May this goodness of this heart, this very natural goodness of this heart right here that the mind is aware of, may it continue and increase and never end. And just appreciating the beauty of this basic goodness of the heart. And may it continue, may it increase, and may this goodness never end. Almost as if the heart has its own way of smiling, own way of radiating out its goodness, willing to include, willing to be touched.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.